Well, David, thanks for joining us. Much appreciated.
No problem.
After the event so far this season and obviously a turbulent week, how important was it to get something out of the game today?
It was vital. It was vital. Obviously, especially with the goings on of this week, which no one predicted. We had to do makeshift sessions and change all our plans. And to be fair, the lads coming on Thursday and they trained well. They looked focused, as well as can be. You know, they looked, obviously confidence looks a bit shattered, which is what I was telling them. And we try not to talk about negatives. You know, it's all about positivity. You know, let's talk about the good things. You know, because what's happened. And we need to start building on what we're good at. Certain things like fitness need improving, so you can raise the tempos and press a bit higher at the pitch, because I think that was costing us a bit today in the first half. So I made a little alteration at half time to try and squeeze it on a bit more by moving like a formation a bit, which kind of worked, but then we didn't have the personnel to trigger it as well.
And how frustrating was it? You 1-0 down, obviously you've put a new plan in place, things were looking better, and then a pretty calamitous mistake. How frustrating was that?
I know. And the lad had a few chances at it as well to get rid. He just wanted the ground to... it happens. What happened on the pitch, and you make a mistake and you try your best to make an amends, and sometimes it goes worse.
One thing that we felt was that Lichfield moved into a more central role. He seemed to have a real impact. Was that something that you rearranged with the substitutions?
I started him because I lost two central midfielders before the game, so I had to jig that, and then I put him at the point of the triangle to start with, and young Michael on the left. And after about 20 minutes, I just wanted to see him switch for a while, and that kind of worked, and it triggered him. And then going into the second half, obviously when we'd gone, we were 1-0 down. I placed him more centrally, brought Bannister on to try and kind of go into like a 4-1-4-1 kind of with extra width, because I thought we had him out wide, especially on the left, and he did change it because he knew, we were pushing. I mean, seeing his legs had gone as well, that's why I took him off. Though there was nothing against his...
Emily, who's kind of our, Emily McGuire's our kind of a expert summariser. She had Brody as the man of the match in the end for the role that he
worked hard. No, he did. And I know he's not played many minutes, hence cramping up in the last 10. But training on Thursday night, he was quality, and I couldn't keep my eyes off him. He was everyone, and I said to that, I said he's starting. I'm getting him in a position to actually play, and he deserved it. He deserved his goal. He was trying his best to miss it, I think. but he deserved it. And he was alive. The ball coming in, he was alive and he's sharp. And it worked well.
And great temperament from Willoughby at the end. It was a perk because, of course, the keeper went the right way. But that was such a big moment.
I didn't see it.
You didn't. You wouldn't look.
I closed my eyes.
Did you?
I closed my eyes and just waited for a shout or a roar.
You can enjoy the FC
I'll have a look.
TV. So there's players in FC, and I won't keep you too long, David. We enjoy watching Joel Logan and so on, but they just sometimes it's almost decision making, and they've got all this skill there and fitness. And what can you do? If you're in a caretaker role, what can you do to give them that extra bit of, I don't know, finesse really, and professionalism to go with that youth and skill?
I think sometimes, especially with Joel, I think it's getting him some confidence. Like I said, I put my arm around him on Thursday at training. We had a chat about the pace he's got and how to use it, and don't be scared. He's worried about taking some, get the ball down and bang.
But that's the sense you have. That's really interesting, because I think that's I think exactly what you've done. It needs to be said. Look, Joel, you've got the skill, but just believe and execute.
And he's been playing like a left wing back, and. Because of his pace and obviously got a right foot, I wanted to see him out wide and hurting people. And I had a chat with him about that on Thursday, and you could see him coming alive a bit and wanting to go and do it and apply it to the game. And a few times positionally it worked right for him today, which he's got to work on. And we had a chat again at half time about where I wanted him in certain positions, because I think he kind of follows the shouts a lot, and someone shouting him to come in, he's going, and he's not taking into consideration what he needs to do shape wise. So, and then he come out second half, and you know, there was a few times he got into his stride down here, and the number three couldn't. I think that's why they changed it.
They did, yeah.
But then again, tired legs, tired minds. So I put another whippet on down the right hand side.
Well, Jamal, speed.
He put an header in the last, you know, was it off a corner or a cross in the last 5 minutes? You know, and he ran about 60 yards to get back in. And he was just taking over everybody. And it's like, believe in yourself.
Yeah,
you know, some of them look scared of going, applying, you know, the quality that they've got to a game.
So, Southport next, and then three games in 7 days. Team could probably benefit from that. They could play in a few games in succession. Any thoughts?
Hopefully, yeah.
About Southport particularly?
Well, you know, Liam builds big, strong sides. I know he's made quite a few changes in and out while he's trying to get, you know, he's tinkering until he's happy. I know he's not happy with the squad. Slowly he's getting it. You know, he's a good manager and he's got good players. You can't keep a good manager down as well. So, you know, it'll be an hard game, physical game. So,
Well, David, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
Obviously, everyone at the club is indebted for you to stepping in and taking this
role.
And galvanising them so that we got something out of the game. But thank you very much.
No problem.
Good luck against Southport and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.